Welcome back, episode 2, Let Us Cray. We are currently in our cult series. I'm here with my two homies, and we're gonna discuss a cult that I don't have a whole lot of information on because it's really, really secretive.
What are the Masons?
When I read this about this cult, dude. No kidding, I thought of the Masons, honestly.
Do they have a secret handshake?
Does it look like this?
I think there's a lot more to it than a handshake. That's my concern. So I'm just going to tell you guys what I know about it, okay. And we're going to kind of fill in the blanks.
I love this.
Whoa,
game.
That's it. That's why we're here. That's
Mad
why we're doing it.
Gabs.
Let's do it.
So today we're going to be talking about the Order of the Solar Temple. Do you guys know anything about, or have you ever heard of the Order of the Solar Temple?
Nope. This is very like Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, like the Order of, like.
Yes.
The Order of the Domino's Pizza.
Last episode, you guys made your first cult, Nap Time.
Nap Time, changing it to the Order of the Domino's Pizza. Yes. Like that last call where they changed the name.
What's part of your requirements there? What do you got to do?
You got to order
an entire
pizza.
Large thin crust pizza in under 5 minutes.
I want like a hand tossed with that like garlicky crust. Oh, hit me up, Domino's. Not a sponsor, but
I
if
would
you
love
want
for it to
be
a sponsor.
Yes. Dang, I love Domino's.
Ooh, garlic knots.
So you just you have to eat Domino's to get in your cult?
Yeah.
Like, under a certain amount of time.
Okay. So there's a time requirement.
No, yeah. Here's what I want to require.
You're taking it
you
out.
Have to buy me Domino's at any time I ask. Like, if I'm like, I want Domino's, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you better find a place that Domino's is open.
So there's your sacrifice.
It's
or you're going to be covered in sins and go to
or we just dump garlic
place.
On you and I'm like... Never mind.
Okay, that could be a cult still, though. That's going in a
yeah.
direction that is a little bit weird.
But
so, the Order of the Solar Temple, you mentioned in the last episode that you wanted some matching outfits. Well, they got them.
What color are they?
They
kind of
are white. They're white. Mm. These big, huge.
There's no way I can ever keep
them.
They're
these big, huge white robes. In fact, I'm going to pull it up on our computer here and let you guys see it, okay?
Okay. I like to picture my Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt.
7 pounds, 11 ounces in his golden fleecy diaper.
So, here's a little picture
of what
they look like, okay?
What is it? The Crusades. He's wearing a
it's
magician's
exactly
cape.
What it is.
That guy's wearing a gold magician's
okay,
cape.
Okay, I want that one.
I do, too.
So, here's another picture. Guys, if you can
this
get
is
it,
a Crusade.
Why don't you describe... Listen, why don't you describe what you're seeing in these photos to the people that are just listening?
All right. So, like, graduation robe, all right? Except all white, and your arms can't come out, and it's abnormally long, like, to the floor long, and there's a big red, like, Switzerland cross.
You know why?
On the side.
Because this was
cross
primarily...
Cross your heart, hope to die.
Stick a needle in your eye.
You... You
bring me a pizza pie.
That's totally not the fucking song.
Wait,
full
but that's
circle.
The name of your
full
is that
circle.
Is that your chant to get him yeah. the order of Domino's?
What? My robes are gonna be blue like the Domino's emblem. They're gonna have their little like logo right here.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have hate, but I want you to have like hand capability. And
because you
be
gotta
warmer,
eat your
pizza.
You
eat pizza. There's gonna be a warmer inside
and it needs to be insulated
with
yep.
So you can also double as delivery mm-hmm.
yeah.
blanket.
These people also have swords. We are gonna have pizza cutters in the air, even though it comes pre-cut. Thanks, Domino's. I'm gonna have them in the air.
I don't know about you guys, but just looking at these outfits, I'm in.
I like it.
I need a tan before I put on some white.
Yeah.
And also no white after Labor Day. There's no way I can wear that right now.
Look at him like...
Well, you guys, Kelsey, you said it looks like the Crusades. So this is actually a secret society based out of primarily in France, Switzerland, and Canada.
How'd they get these pictures?
And
the Canadians don't do anything wrong. How dare you?
Well, they got the Order of the Solar Temple, and it is based off of the core values and the ideas of the Knights Templar.
Okay, I played a video game like that.
I did too. I played it with you. Can you explain to the people what the Knights Templar is?
They were trying to find the
Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail to pick up the
it
Jesus.
It was really just a bunch of jerk Christians
trying to find the Holy Grail, making everybody become Christians, killing
yes.
people. They're like, you don't like
all
God.
For a fucking cup.
I mean, it was bigger than a cup. It's bigger. Imagine Lil Jon's cup from the 2000s, all right? Mm. But, like, important.
Yeah. It was a pimp cup of all pimp cups, okay. Essentially, is what you're telling
me
then.
The OG pimp cup.
So, if you're looking at these photos, you can see these guys are seriously, like, they look have ceremonies, guys. Okay? Yeah, if you guys just Google the Order of the Solar Temple on Google Images and hit up the image tab, you're going to definitely see some definitely cool photos.
Yeah, I like it.
They have a two-headed eagle.
I'm going to tell you,
cross.
Based on what I see right now, I
next
don't...
Next tattoo.
I don't love the outfits. That's a good neck piece. I don't love the outfits, but I love the drama. Mm-hmm. So, I might be in.
So, I'm going to just pop that up there because this is where we're going next with this,
guys. Oh, this says the suicide cult of the Knights Templar.
Yes.
Confused.
So, here's what I know about the Solar Temple. And it's not a lot because it's, like I said, it's a really secret society, okay? So, all we know is that it was created by these two guys, Joseph DiMambro and Luke Jarrett. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. But you said, Kelsey, this guy is in a cape.
A gold magician's cape.
Yes.
It's sequined.
This is actually Joseph DiMambro and his daughter.
That's a little boy.
She's taken the Holy Sacrament. That is a girl. How dare you? There is a sword on the table next to this little girl.
That sounds safe. She's like two.
He gonna kill her ass.
Yeah. Well, surprise, surprise. So here's what we know, okay?
Oh my gosh, that's your baby. Magic, not Mike. What's his name?
Giorgio.
Magic Giorgio.
No, his name is Joseph.
Oh, I was thinking of Giorgio Armani.
I was going to say Fabio, but I remember that's the book.
Ooh,
guy, the model.
So Joseph, our main man in the gold cape here, was brainwashed to believe that he was a member of the 14th century Christian order of the Knights Templar in a previous life.
Okay.
And that his daughter, Emmanuel, was the cosmic child. And they would be led, leading...
Cosmic child, I love that term.
Yeah, the cosmic child.
Well, don't kill it.
They were going to be the leaders of a planet which orbits the star Sirius after their deaths, okay?
That is a star.
So this is kind of like Heaven's Gate. It's a little bit UFO-y. It's a little bit cosmic sort of vibes we've got going on here. So he believed that these were it. These two homies right here, Joseph and Emmanuel, were the bomb diggity, and they were taking it to the top. Could you imagine having a kid and looking at the kid and being like, "Yeah, we're it."
Yeah, I can actually.
I know, right? That's relatable. I can be like, yes, we are definitely.
But I'm coming too.
That's what I think about me and my golden retriever.
You and your dog. You look at your dog and you say, "Yeah, we definitely have a planet that we got to go rule."
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's me and you.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
So, in 1994, Switzerland got worldwide notoriety because 23 bodies were discovered in the Swiss Canton area of Freiburg.
Oh.
And then another 25 bodies were found in another place called Valais. All right. 5 days earlier.
Okay.
Three people had been killed in Canada, okay?
Oh, only three. Way to go, Canada. Yeah, you're Canada. Keeping the numbers low.
Yeah, it didn't stay.
Unlike the Swiss making holes out of their people. I'm just kidding, Switzerland. You're fine, too.
So, the people that died in Canada, you were just talking some great energy about Canada. One of them was...
What?
It was a 3-month-old baby.
Fucked up. Oh, Canada.
Who actually was...
You're going to do the Princess Diary Genovia song. I know you are.
I know every word.
Genovia. Because we don't know the real Canada.
All I know is Canada, and that's it. It's not like... The stars and stripes.
Okay. I don't know.
That's the Star Spangled Banner.
Banner? It's a Star Spangled Banter between us.
Yes.
Oh, Magician's Cape strikes again. Crazy. He kind of looks like Mr. Trump or Rooney.
Yeah,
with that hairdo.
So the creepy thing about this whole thing that happened in Canada is that they named their son after the daughter, the cosmic child,
Emmanuel.
And then they stabbed it with a wooden stake.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Is it a vampire?
Do you know why?
Was it a vampire, baby?
Because they believed that that child was the Antichrist. So these...
Oh,
Emmanuel 2.0?
Emmanuel 2.0 was believed
obviously
to be the Antichrist.
Obviously, he's not 2.0. You know whenever sometimes your iPhone...
Here's
out an
Emmanuel
update?
That got killed. Look at how cute.
How dare they?
I know.
I'll take that baby. I love it.
Horrible. Okay?
I'm out. Cult out.
Okay, well.
You lost me.
The other guy, Luke, I'm just a French way to say that. He was raised in Northern Italy, and he was primarily Catholic. He's from Catholic school. He took violin courses, and he went to school, or I'm sorry, he went to mass every Sunday until the age of 20. And then he became practicing, getting a little crazy, okay? Got a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And he became a member of the ancient and mystical order, Rose Crucis.
Red Cross?
Pretty much. The Order of the Red Cross.
Oh, the Red Cross is in it too? Donated blood? What have we done? I've donated. Are they related or not?
No, they're not related at all. Not even remotely. All right. So then he changed, he did change the name to the Golden Way Foundation.
Which is why his magician's cape is gold.
Do you know why he called it the Golden Way Foundation?
Does he pee on people?
No, he just wanted to make money, so he made it a foundation.
Oh, smart.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with us?
So, he studied to become a doctor, but he was disappointed in modern medicine.
Mm.
He thought, this is stupid. The cosmic child and me are not taking part in this. So he left. He left the medicine industry. And he traveled the world. And he became a homeopathic doctor.
And the government went after him.
Nope. He met a famous Swiss composer, Michael Tabachnyan, who later testified against the members of the cult for killing children. So they were so far what we know about this cult.
They're baby killers. Children.
They're baby killers.
They got gold capes.
They got gold capes.
But only and they're so like work. The man in charge has the golden cape. That's it.
That's
and
it.
Everyone else has to have like
so far from what ones? We can see from everything that because we don't know too much is that it is very much so like you got a head dude and then you've got your other little dudes in your white capies here. But here's my question, Kelsey. It's actually your question. You had a great question. How are these people getting these photos? Because this is a magazine.
Staged. It's staged.
Is the whole thing a staged call?
I'm gonna find these people's parents. Yeah. I'm gonna find their parents. They're probably part of the 23 that people have been murdered. Oh, look at other pictures. Keep going.
You wanna keep scrolling through?
What is that? A fire?
Well, let me get to that fire, okay? The fire was because what would happen when they would have these
Are these dead bodies?
Yeah. Yes, they are. We'll just slow it down.
I'm sorry.
Here's our boy, Luke. This is Luke.
Skywalker.
Yeah, this is him. He looks like a vampire, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah,
he
does.
Luke Geralt.
That's why they're putting stakes in the hearts of children.
So what happened was they had these mass suicides, and after they had the mass suicides, there would be these people that would kill everyone. So it was pretty much homicides. They were murdering them. And then the people that were left alive were told to burn down the houses with themselves in it. So the people that were killing everyone in there and the babies would kill everybody and then they'd set the house on fire
like
and burn it
because of remorse because of it's just what
to purge it.
So are they living through the house fire or they're also dead?
No, they're all dead. Everyone that you're gonna
how
see
does this
in these
cult
mass suicides
become
dead.
Bigger how do you grow if you're killing your members?
No, I don't understand.
I'm not joining
it's,
you
people
I'm
don't know people don't know because they don't have anything
all
on
right
it.
Heads up everyone,
this
PSA,
is the Masons
public service announcement.
I swear to you, I really thought of the Masons when I saw this. I was
dude,
like,
public service announcement, don't join because you're gonna die.
So Luke saw himself as Jesus Christ once again.
Common thread, y'all ain't Jesus.
I don't know why everybody's thinking they're Jesus. Jesus already done it.
He's already done. He's the OG.
He's the OG. Can't be like
there's
Jesus.
There's only one.
Flattery is the one highest day, what two, copycat? Two. How? What's that saying?
I don't know.
Highest form
highest
of apology.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
That's not
shame
what I'm
on
saying.
You again.
What did George Bush say?
Fool me once. Shame on you again. I don't remember, but I remember being hilarious.
What did he say? What did George
fool
Bush say?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you.
No.
It was up. Yeah, it was something different. Google it.
Okay.
Fool me twice, you can't be fooled again.
There
That's
was.
What he says.
You can't be fooled again.
Thanks, George. So he became this Luke guy. He saw himself as Jesus and he became obsessed with sex and having intercourse with one of the female members before each ritual to give him strength for the upcoming ceremony.
Giving that dick.
You have
giving them strength.
You won't be tired.
Is that what football players do?
What? They do not have sex. They abstain from sex before.
They do?
Yes.
What?
Apparently, it requires effort, guys. I don't know. Lazy.
Interesting. So, he was getting pumped up, and he was going out there, and he was doing these ceremonies.
Putting his dick in everybody.
He was really going for these ceremonies, and it was crazy. So, there was a guy that was in there, Tony. His name's Tony.
Tony.
He was like, this is crazy, right? So
Tony
said it was crazy.
Tony, good for you.
And he said, I'm out. Him and his wife said, we're out of here. And guess where Tony's from? Canada.
Good job.
So they got out of there, you know?
Shout out to Tony.
Shout out to Tony because his wife was stabbed to death and then they killed his son. That was who they sacrificed his son and said it was the Antichrist.
So he did not get his wife and son out of there.
No. Killed them all.
So he.
But he got out of there.
Uh-huh.
After they killed his
selfish
wife and son?
Yeah.
After?
This says here...
I think if I heard news about someone wanting to murder my wife and son, I'd be like, guys, we're going to leave before this hits the fan.
Oh, gosh. It says here that his wife was stabbed to death in Canada, and then the son Emmanuel was named the Antichrist by Demombro, the guy in the gold cape.
His name
and
is
the baby,
Demon.
The baby was wrapped in a plastic bag and stabbed with a wooden stake.
Damn.
What's wrong with these people?
Savage.
It got like real dark. We gotta dig us out of this hole.
Okay, well, I will dig you out of the hole by talking about the mass suicide and murder.
That makes me feel so much better. We don't kill babies, we kill adults.
So, really this is what was happening. They were anticipating the end of the world because of the environmental disasters. If they only knew that it was going to get a little crazier in the environment. Welcome to 2019.
Yeah,
polar vortex squall out there.
Polar vortex, weep.
So, due to the environmental disaster, they decided they were going to leave the Earth prematurely, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming this is a French town, they either took their own lives, like, ritualistically, or they were shot in the head, asphyxiated, drugged, and if you were in a black robe, that's when things got bad.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
Do you know if you're in the black robe? Obviously, you can see.
Yeah.
If they try to put a black robe on me, I'd be like
nope.
Nope. Shimmying out of it. Like, backwards.
Fucking think so.
Shimmy out of the call. I'm going to run. Like the prancer size lady. Just get it on out of there. Get it on out.
So, Luke and Joe also died. They killed themselves.
The head leaders killed themselves. How is it so secret if no one's in it anymore?
Well, after they died, like
no one
five
can tell anybody because they're all dead.
Yeah, well, five more people took their lives, so people still commit suicides, and then in like they have. So this is a picture I'm showing of like candles. It looks like a satanic ritual, mm-hmm. essentially, and they're finding these. Okay, so like this. This is a crime scene. Like, it's got the star, the candles, and that's how you know.
This
like,
is very culty.
This is, oh.
Guys, this is cray.
This is just a couple dogs. Don't know how they got in there. But,
That was a gif. You turn it back to that.
No, that's nothing to do with it.
It was
it's
a
getting
gif.
Weird.
I
want to
see it.
Oh, gosh. So,
No, I want to see it.
No. So, yeah, essentially what happens is, they still don't know about it, but it's still definitely active.
Okay.
It's still active, and in fact, did some digging, and I have the Watchman Fellowship profile of the Order of the Solar Temple on my phone.
What's the Watchman?
It's essentially a resource collection for cults and religion, and it tells its history and stuff, but it's essentially like an application. I mean, it's not like an application.
To join?
Let's catfish him.
Let's catfish the cults!
Let's do it.
My name's Margaret.
No, it has to be a weird ass name.
Like, I was gonna say something mean. I was stupid, I stopped. We cranked it down. That's horrifying. If I have to fill out an application to be in your cult, I'm not out an application.
It's really.
A willful
one? It's really not an application. It just explains, like, what they think and how they think.
Would you join the cult?
What good is out of this?
Join it?
I don't know any of the, because you know, like with all the other cults, you get told that you're getting told that you get like an afterlife, but that's it.
It has to be, because why the fuck would you
do I get
something?
To go to the planet orbiting Sirius? Sirius the star.
They didn't even name
fool.
The planet. How
I'm
crazy is that?
It's too full.
It's too full. It's got 74 people on it right now.
What?
Probably yeah. Because 74 people died because of this cult.
Oh, so they think when they die, they go to the planet?
I'm assuming so. They don't know.
They have that to fucking star. Do something because there's no way that you're going to join a cult and they're going to be like, all you're going to do is you're going to kill yourself and you're going to kill all the babies. And you're going to be like, hell yeah, we're going to fucking sign up.
Where's your application?
No.
What
no,
does the guy that escaped no. say? What's he doing?
He did. He's dead.
Oh, why did he die?
Tony died?
Everybody's dead.
R.I.P.
Tony that escaped?
Tony's dead.
Where did he go?
Tony
they,
die?
They killed him and his wife and his baby.
Oh, after it's, they got out. Yes. I misunderstood that. Wow.
Me too. I thought Tony.
So, like, they were like, we're out. And they're like, this guy's the Antichrist. Kill them all.
Yeah.
And then they did.
Yeah. No but one's got out.
Tony. I thought Tony got out.
Tony didn't
but
get out.
But how about the guy that was the symphony orchestrator?
What?
That was
what?
Tony.
That was Tony?
Yeah, that was Tony.
So Tony's I musical... Think. I don't think that was Tony.
I don't remember. And it's too far back. I've removed
It's too far back. Our room is gone. Our brains are done. I said room.
There's a lot of articles and stuff online about the Order of the Solar Temple, but they're pretty much all the same thing. They're everything I just told you that I know about it. Crazy people, white robes, killing yourself, killing babies. It doesn't seem to have a really big payoff, and I don't really get it.
No. Wouldn't join.
It seems like a bunch of... You get a big no for me, dog. That's a no for me.
X Factor. Xing.
Yeah, it's not going to get a golden X for me. I don't want to join that.
No. Okay. The second coming of Christ as the solar king god.
Yeah. That's so they beautiful. Think, yeah, they think...
Unification of all churches.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much, I think, just the basis of Christianity with suicide.
And some UFO stuff in there.
And some, a little bit of UFOs.
Okay. Philosophy using variously adapted Freemason rituals.
The fucking Masons?
We said it here. I don't know anything about the Masons either.
We think, yeah.
Yeah, it's so secretive. It's
super secretive. They had altars, rituals, and costumes.
Don't they have stupid
There were
hats?
Initiation keys. They had a sword, which is an authentic Templar artifact given to him in a previous life.
Let's do it.
He has just gone to the pawn shop and found this sweet sword.
Yeah.
Was like,
one of those sword knife dealers that you see at carnivals. That's like, you want a katana or do you want this single blade steel sword?
What's a katana?
Katana is a Japanese sword. It's like what they do harikari with, which is another something that we're going to be talking about. Harikari. Do you know what that is?
Harikari.
Do you know what that is?
I'm in a song. Arikari.
Yeah. Get them suicide doors, arikari. Yes. Do you get it now?
So when you open the door backwards, arikari.
Suicide doors, arikari.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's essentially a pretty bold thing. From what I think, people say that samurais are kind of a cult, and yeah, you're supposed to fall on your sword. Arikari is like the ultimate way to die. And there are pictures.
Guys, they
I don't
thought
get...
that they went to the they went to the they went on to Sirius. That's where they
That's what they thought. Okay.
They were drugged before they were shot. Someone found only discovered because
Just
of the
kidding,
fire.
You're fucking not.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that would suck.
All the suicide murders and attempts occurred around the dates of the equinoxes and the solstices. We just had a solstice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's crazy. I don't know how you found that, and I did. That's pretty great.
It's called Wikipedia.
Oh, you're on Wikipedia. Okay.
It's called Wikipedia. It's called Wikipedia. No, I support you, Wikipedia. You have my $2. Ask me.
$2.
Yeah, they need help.
I did have a really crazy picture that I saw earlier looking up stuff about this cult of someone doing arikari. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But it was legit. He was legit falling over on the sword, and it was in his stomach.
Oh, my gosh, I was right.
Yeah, it's when you follow
10 points to Gryffindor.
You get no points. There are no points in this.
I'm 100%.
I'm Ravenclaw.
I actually found out I was...
You're Hufflepuff.
I'm not... How dare you?
Guys.
Sorry.
Harry Potter's not real. You know what's real?
I'm over.
Killer. It's
over.
Antichrist.
Order of the Domino Pizza. Killer.
You get killed and you get smothered by a fucking pepperoni pizza.
No, we're not wasting the pepperoni on you. Cheese on
sausage.
Sausage pizza. I'm gonna put on your face and tell you don't choke on sausage.
I hope we keep that theme of you guys having your own cult every episode. I think that'd be great.
Alright, I can do that.
Cool. Well, this is what we know about the Order of the Solar Temple. If anybody else knows anything about it, please do not hit me up, because if you know more, then that means you're in it, and I don't want to talk to you.
Phone in. Call us at. Don't call me. I'm not giving you my number.
Yeah, exactly. So, across the board, nope, no one's joining.
Fuck no.
No, I don't like their outfits, or they're killing baby stuff.
No, we don't kill babies.
Mm-mm.
We like people that deserve it.
Hoop! Big dogs. Dominoes. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys in the next episode.
All right. Let us cry.